This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, February 6. Cattle markets yesterday had a pretty interesting day as far as price action goes. We started out a little bit weaker, but the front months led the markets higher. In fact, they were not weak very much at all during the session, opening about steady and then trading higher throughout the day. But the back months were weaker throughout pretty much all session till right on the close for live cattle. So we had the bull spreads major working yesterday in lives, front months leading the way higher where the back months just didn't want to move at all. Now, obviously, this would be a function of the cash trade. We're seeing that cash last week was up $1 to $2. What we're seeing so far this week is a firm undertone to it as well. With the cold moving across the northern plains and northern Midwest, it just continues to create stress in the feedlots. So that removes some of this, the marginal numbers that packers would have available to them. And it's there seems to be pretty strong sentiment that, you know, with Scholes down a bit this week, that packers are continuing to find themselves in a short-bought situation. They're going to have to keep the cash higher in order to get enough supply around them. So that's part of the support in the front months and leading the way higher, where the back months kind of recognizing that you're bunching up a lot of cattle. You know, the longer the cold hangs around and stress the cattle, poor feedlot conditions, the slower you're moving out these animals that on a normal schedule. So it backs them up into the other regular scheduled cattle. So at some point, those numbers are going to come out, whether it's late February through March or starts in March through late March, early April, hard to say, but they're just, you keep bunching and bunching them up, and that spells trouble for the cattle market once that lets loose and those feedlots get caught up. So that's why the back months just refuse to budge. We're already looking at the summer months as kind of being a time window when we expect to see some significant lows being carved out in the market. And this isn't helping that. It just kind of adds to the momentum to the downside with the poor feedlot conditions and the slow out movement on a regular basis. In the feeder cattle market, there we're looking at a market that basically just traded an inside day after the big day up on Monday. So that's a market that's struggling to maintain that upward momentum, but still caught in a broader trading range. But even over the last couple weeks, it's been on a more of a narrow trading range, right in the middle of the broader trading range. So I think the feeders, in my outlook on the feeders has been one of, well, if the live cattle are getting bunched up and the feedlots are struggling to maintain a steady marketing schedule, then obviously they would not be looking for feeder cattle to fill empty pens. And that's why the January market in feeders was such a wreck. And even though the back months were kind of flat, the January futures just completely fell apart. At some point, once these feedlots get caught up and you see that wall of cattle coming into the market, clearing out pens, feedlots are going to be looking for animals to fill those pens. So the feeder cattle market, I think, is taking on a different fundamental structure than the live cattle market. And obviously, live cattle are going to affect the feeder cattle futures. But when the feedlots come looking for calves to place into those empty pens, it's going to be coming at a time when producers are looking for calves to place on grass. And the Southern Plains has quite a bit of moisture, and we're looking at good grazing conditions across Central Plains and Southern Plains. So this could be a pretty bullish development for the feeder cattle market. And that's why I don't want to get too bearish yet, although ultimately I think they'll coincide with the live cattle as we work our way lower into the summer. But for late winter, early spring, you could see a pretty good push for demand on feeder cattle. And we're kind of seeing that. The cash auctions that have been taking place so far this week clearly have a firm undertone to them, especially the lighter weight calves, which are going to go to grass. They are consistently up $5 to $10 a hundred. The heavier calves, not as much as that, but we're seeing a firm undertone to that as well. Good demand for these calves. So I think the feeder cattle market, if it sells off, will find good support at the trading range low, which is pretty well defined. And that's fortunate that we can pretty well see where that is. On the March feeders, you're looking right around the 141 level, 140 and a half, but several times the market has tested it and held. So you have a pretty solid base of support there. The top side is fairly well defined as well, and we're toward the top end of that. So it wouldn't surprise me to see the feeder cattle pull back, you know, and probably test the bottom of the trading range. We'll see. But I think we'll stay within that, probably for the next couple months. Seasonal timings would have us into early May as far as peaking out. So that's still a long way away. And I think we got plenty of room to move within this trading range and in that time window. In the meantime, we haven't seen much cash activity take place on the slaughter cattle markets. Box beef values were a bit weaker yesterday. The choice was down 63 cents at 217. Select down 31 cents at 213. The spread's at 392. Movement was 127 loads. I will say that so far this week, box beef movement has been a bit light. So that could be putting some pressure on the packers. They're still in a decent profitable position, but the box beef values have kind of slipped here over the last week or two, and cash prices have risen. So obviously that's going to cut into packer profitability. There's still plenty in the black, but it is being reduced. In the meantime, I would expect live cattle, front months could look like they want to hold together pretty well. They're at some resistance levels as well, but we'll see. We still haven't taken out the big outside day lower from Thursday, but until we do, we're still in a bearish frame of mind. I think these rallies need to be sold until you take out that major key reversal, and that's going to be tough to do on the front month, April and the Junes as well, and the back months, we're pretty close to that, but we haven't taken them out yet. So just sell rallies until you do that, and just work it that way. Feeder cattle, I think, will be in a trading range for probably the next few months. Any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.